Unfortunately, this accident has showed up the major problems that we have here in this town in relation to our infrastructure and the traffic flow that comes in and out of it. Yesterday, once again, the town was almost brought to a standstill, and traffic had to be diverted onto what you can only class as a B road, which is far from able to carry the volume of traffic that is detoured down that road. So we have a very serious problem we have had for a number of years, and I would be calling on all our nationally elected politicians here and the county to come together and make this their number one priority to ensure that the Bonagie Link, the work begins on it as soon as possible.
Concerns were only raised last week that work on the Bonagie Link may not start now until 2021 at least, as it wasn't included for funding under the National Roads Programme. Realistically, what can be done to decrease that time frame?
Well, I mean, once again, yesterday's incident has shown up the need for it. We at county council level have been lobbying strongly, both our local politicians and indeed the government, in relation to the provision of money for the Bonagie Link. And, you know, we will continue to do that. And until such times as that may happen, and it's shameful that it hasn't been included in the works, the capital works for up until the year 21. But until it does, we need to be looking at the options that are open to us. That means the Leck Road. And I mean, I certainly will be calling on the county council that it makes it a priority to upgrade the Leck Road until such times as the Bonagie Link is put in place.